Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship.
Did you?
And tonight's our special night, Saturday night, live on the Light Ship. We'll be doing healings tonight, probably around 35, 40 after. So just stay aboard here, and we'll let you experience light being divine healing from the Creation Light Ship. So if you're new to the program, the Creation Light Ship is actually creation energy itself. This is what Jesus used for his healings 2,000 years ago. And they're here again every 2,000-year cycle to help humanity for the ascension process. And part of that is to actually do physical healings on people. So we'll just start off the night here with entity work. Entities are what we call ghosts, and these inhabit your body, come into us through pain, through traumas. Remember, if you're not home, who is? So everybody knows about entities. People have seen entities in people, seen people's eyes change, get glossed over as you're talking with them. Remember, when the spirit leaves, that's the way the eyes look. If you've ever had any drugs or watched people on drugs or alcohol, you're going to notice that their eyes become glossed over because they're not home. And when they're not home, who's protecting your body? Well, nothing is, naturally, because you're not there to safeguard it. Remember, you have to protect your body temple. So when that happens, entities come into you, and if they like your body and they want to stay with you, then they're going to be with you for a long time. And then they bring you your addictions. And naturally, we don't like addictions, especially ones that are negative and habit-forming that cause us to maybe spend a lot of money on something. It could be drinking. It could be smoking. It could be just anything out there that gambling. It could take away your whole lifestyle that you used to have, and it can be one big addiction. And it can break families up, etc. So here we go. Let's start to release entities. And if you like, first, we'll bring in the male light beings on your monitor screen. So if you're new to the program, just click on Creation Light Ship Healing. You can go to today's time, which is Saturday, and scroll down a little ways and click on Creation Light Ship Healing. And then once you're on the page, then you're about an inch down on your scroll bar beneath the blinking flower. We're going to energize the male light being right now. So here we go. We're going to do this energy transmission from the light ship right into your monitor screen. And you're going to see the light beam change. Most people comment about how the light beam becomes more three-dimensional. Some people actually see it physically move. The eyes become brighter. And the light beam here is here to help you do healing tonight. A lot of people love to have it on the monitor screen about a half an hour after the show just to allow the presence of the divine energy in the room. And when they come in or it comes in, the house that you're living in and the room becomes purified. You might even feel the electric energy in your room right now. So here we go. And we're going to start to release entities from your body. Remember, they come into you from pain, trauma, addictions, etc. And also, they'll come in as you invite them in. Some people, you know, pray outside of themselves. They'll ask for God to give them a helping hand and everything out there that thinks that their God will come into you. Or you ask for an angel to come in or Jesus. And there's a lot of people, you know, in Mexico whose name is, let me think here, Jesus, okay? And they come in as Jesus. They'll come right into your head, right into your consciousness. So this is all energy from the mind. The mind is the darkness. The darkness is the creation, basically, of the New Thought Movement, which is to use mind energy for healings, to use mind energy to find your parking place. And also, this collective consciousness is brought here by our wonderful alien friends to give us mind control. So all this is very negative. This is why you want to always go to your heart for your spiritual guidance and awareness. Anything in the mind that you connect to is not of the light, because then you're in time. And when you're in time, you're not in the light, because the light only works in the now. There's no predictions. There's no future creations in the light, because the light allows you to create your moment in the next moment of time, moment by moment by moment. So everybody listening naturally knows if they have a natal chart. People can do palm readings on the palm of your hand, talk about your destiny, maybe your past history. And all this is strictly mind control by the ETs, the aliens around us here. So here we go. I'm going to take away entities from you. A very simple process to do this from the light ship. You just sit there and relax. Nothing to do yourself. The divine healings always work. Remember, the trap is to get out of the mind energy. And if you listen to this program, most people don't really get it the first time. They listen, they go, what's Ron talking about? You know? And after about maybe half a dozen programs or so, you start to understand why Jesus always said, do not go outside of yourself, the kingdom is within. He knew about these extraterrestrials, the aliens that abduct people, cause problems to us, give us mind control transmissions. Remember, they're much more advanced than we are. And I don't think they're ever going to come here on this planet because they haven't really been here to help us out for thousands and thousands of years. Everybody looks for the future for them to come to arrive. It's always in the future. You know, some people actually have energetic transmissions from these beings from different races. And they say that we're waiting to come to humanity when humanity can somehow figure out their problems that they're having and turn into the light. Well, we all know that when you have mind transmissions done to us and you're controlled by them, more than likely you're not going to have your own consciousness back to yourself to do that. So if they were such compassionate beings, they would stop the wars instantly here and clean up the water supply, the air supply, and do what a lot of people talk about what they're going to do in years to come. And they could do it right now. If they were a conscious race of aliens, extraterrestrials, they would do that to help us out, because actually we're the same life form that we are as far as divine beings, and they would do that for us just from their own compassion. But they always, in a sense, put this carrot in front of our nose, tell us wonderful things, all the channeling sound great, except it never comes true. And that's very unfortunate, and it's naturally true because a lot of these beings are from the mind-controlled energies themselves. They're mind-controlled, and they're never going to do what they claim to do because they're mind-controlled to do this. So here we go. We're releasing entities right now, and now coming into your body now will be your spirit. So most people feel their selves getting heavier, which is normal when you're more in your body. So on a count of 10, as you come in, the fragments of you that left through the pain and trauma and fear, anxieties, whatever you dealt with to kick out your spirit, to have it leave you. You may not think that you're kicking it out of your body, but when it cannot communicate with you consciously, then at that point there's no need for it to be around because it's a useless situation as it's trying to connect with your own consciousness. And most people are strictly in their heads, not in their heart. And when they're in that location, it's very frustrating, I would say, basically, if you were a spirit trying to communicate to a human and they don't listen to you because you're never heart-centered, it's very difficult. So your spirit just tends to leave your body in these processes because it can't connect with you. When you're first born, you're heart-centered, but you don't know it. Then as you get older, you start leaving and working with mind energy. So here we go. You'll get more of your spirit back into your body. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just kind of sense how you feel. We're going to do the mind to heart drop. This is having your mental body surrender to your heart center. This is where your spirit resides. This is where you need to go for your guidance. It's never inside of your head. Your spirit does not work with mind energy. That's the darkness. So here we go. Think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead. First floor is your heart. Dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Now think a thought, and that thought should come out of your chest cavity if you're in your heart center. If you're not there, then keep doing this exercise, counting from 10 to 1, and this will force your awakening consciousness back into your heart center, where it should be. So, Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, and welcome, everyone, too. It's great to be here tonight. We have quite a few people on the Fast Chat with us. If you'd like to join us there, you're welcome to. Just click on the BBS Fast Chat. You can do that from our page, the Creation Light Ship page, if you like. And that allows you to type in any questions that you have or comments or requests that you have if there's a particular healing sample that you'd like to experience. And you definitely, if you haven't done so already, want to get onto the Creation Light Ship page, which you do just by clicking on any of the time slots that we're on. And that will bring up our page, and you can scroll down a little bit down the page, and you're going to see a beautiful light being there, a picture that was actually drawn in real time by an artist who was on the Creation Light Ship. And this is just a magnificent light being, and this picture is used by different light beings on the light ship to come through and bring their divine energy to you. Like Ron was saying earlier in the call, that basically you can connect through your heart center with this divine energy, and you'll feel it all through your room. And you're, you know, likely feeling it right now, even if you don't have the computer monitor up in front of you. But if you have that there, it's really, really wonderful. And you can also bring up the Lightship insignia, which you can click on to right on the bottom of the Fast Chat window. And that's just amazing, too. I noticed both of them are just seem to be really lit up and colorful tonight. And you can just feel that energy. You can, if you like, just put your hands out about a foot in front of the screen, and you can also feel that energy coming right into your palm chakra there. So it's really wonderful to experience that. And we'll get into questions and talk about healings and talk about the ascension mission of the Lightship and what's new and what's going on. And I guess I'll just turn it back over to you, Ron, for right now. And then when you'd like to start having questions and so on, just let me know, and I'll read them to you from the Fast Chat.
Okay, wonderful. So we'll just talk a little bit about the light of the darkness. So for some of you, if you're first listening, the first-time listeners, you're going to wonder, what is Ron talking about, the light of the darkness? Well, typically we're taught here that there's darkness, which you would perceive as bad, and then you have light, which is good, divine energies. But you may not really know or understand that the darkness also creates light. And in this created light of the darkness, they can bring forth the masters and the saints and the angels to you. This is what people go to when they have their near-death experiences. So there's a lot of people out there who probably have written books or have talked about this subject, about how they went into the light, they went through the white light tunnel, and they met these divine beings. Well, they're actually greeted by the fabrication. Remember, the darkness clones the light. Everything that the light is capable of doing, the darkness can recreate that. The only thing that the darkness cannot create is a spirit or a soul for the body. So everything that we have here in the light, that you know about in the light, is also cloned by the darkness. Some people have their near-death experiences, or maybe they see a visitation by an angel in their dreams or something like this. They're actually being connected by the dark energies, and it can portray and look like light to you. And that's very unfortunate. In fact, it's very disconcerting, because some people actually surrender their whole life to a sacred mission, a special mission, because they believe that they've been blessed maybe in this near-death experience, or that they were communicated to by maybe an angel that did a visitation at the end of their bed or something. Remember, the light never promotes itself. It has never come down and said, hey, I'm here. I'm going to give you energetic transmissions. I'm going to send Archangel Michael to you every day at 12 o'clock noon for 15, 20 minutes to have a special energetic transmission by the light so you can become more spiritual. That does not happen. So this is all information that has been brought here by collective consciousness, which was created by the aliens, by the ETs, by the dark side. And there are some good ETs out there and good aliens, but I have not, I do work with some of those on the light ship, let's put it that way. But as far as what's come here on this planet, they don't come here, okay? This is controlled by the dark side universes, like I said earlier. If they were here, then you would have instant divine healings here, and everything would be in love energy. So what happens is, a lot of people on this planet who have that particular situation, who have the visitations by these beings, who have the channelings by them, they're just channeling the light of the darkness, and the information can sound wonderful to you. You know, it can open up your heart, and you can feel great. But remember, once you connect to the energy, then at some point in time, you're probably reconnecting back to the darkness, or they're putting like a hook inside of you, connecting, cording you. It's much like when you have a reading done by somebody, because they're reading the dark side script. There's a brand new movie out called Numbers by Nicolas Cage. I haven't seen it yet, but it just came out. You might want to watch it. And this is, by my understanding, by watching the previews, the trailer on it, that he's able to decode, so to speak, events that happen to the Earth. So this movie is right in line with the dark side script. He's reading the dark side script for humanity, and he's able to understand how it works with dates. This is the same thing as the Bible codes in the Old Testament, the same process. They brought here, the aliens brought here information in the sacred text so that it would be here, so that the ground crew that's here, the shapeshifters, the people who are aliens walking around in a physical-looking body, are able to know what to do for their next, say, dirty deeds, okay? And so this is kind of how it works. So this movie might be an eye-opener for some of you with that understanding. And so remember, the light only works in the now. So if you get a piece of paper out and you draw a line straight up and down on it, and the left side you put on that the dark side energy, you put alien mind control, you put other things such as time. Remember, we're in time here. And then you put in prophecies, and you put in predictions, and you put in your natal chart. Then on the right side, you put the light. Well, the light only has a couple of listings there. Number one, the light is in you all the time with your spirit and your heart center. That's number one. You don't have to go outside of yourself. You don't have to go to a church to find it. Remember what Jesus said, the kingdom is within. You don't have to pray outside of yourself to understand that there's a God outside of yourself to do you favors or to have your salvation with these deities, entities, masters, saints, whatever, or false gods, because they connect you to the darkness. So this is what Jesus talked about. And so what you have on the right side is your spirit and your heart. And you have that the light only works in the now. And it gives you free choice and free will. And the free will is to create your next creation moment by moment by moment. And there's always a new now. So there's no predictions with the light, because the light never judges its creations. Only we do that here. So if you start understanding that, and you go, wow, you mean that all that I've been taught in my lifetime, you know, is actually wrong, and I had all these false teachings done to me? Once you finally understand that, you go, you know, I get it. The light only works in the now. The light has no predictions for the future. And all of a sudden, I realize that, why do I have a natal chart that's telling my body and controlling my body how to live in this lifetime? So the way you get out of that is you go into your heart. Otherwise, you will be on that automatic conveyor belt of life, being controlled by the planets that are dark side planets. Remember, the light gives you free will, free choice. Anything that takes that away from you is the dark side. And then they take away your life force energy. So it's very simple. Once you understand the teachings of Jesus, the basic philosophy is to never go outside of yourself. And then you're okay with that once you understand. Until you really get that, you're going to be searching forever. And all you need is one book in your metaphysical library with one page, and that's to go within. So if you have a lot of books there, A lot of them might actually tell you that eventually in reading these books, but they're mainly made from the mind energy. Remember, your best guidance that you ever have is with you always. You don't need anything else outside of yourself. A lot of the people who do readings can give you information that might be valid, but remember, they're going into the dark energy to get it. And like they're stirring the part of crap, the pot of crap, okay, and they may be doing it with their finger or with their hand. And all of a sudden, when they pull their hand out, what's on it? It's darkness. And if they deal with you, you may be infested too with the darkness energy also. So I would love to have practitioners reevaluate what they're doing and how they're connecting to the darkness, because really you want to connect to your heart. A good practitioner of the light, and a lot of people call themselves light workers, but a real practitioner will only allow you and tell you how to go to your heart, because your heart gives you all your answers, and your spirit, through healings, work with light to light. Not with mind to light, because the mind to light does not work. Then you're pulling in the light of the darkness. So, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you. I may have stirred up some people there, I don't know. But that's the whole thing. Go with the teachings of Jesus. It's never outside of yourself. Don't go outside of yourself to connect to these negative alien extraterrestrial energies, because it will put you further back and away from ascension and steal your soul.
Wow, well that's a lot of really, really good information. And, you know, it's kind of sometimes hard to understand because we've been immersed in the mind energy for so long. And we've been stuffed full of so many different lies and false belief systems and told how we're supposed to believe about this and how this works and how that works. And it's not necessarily any kind of, you know, self-discovery that we've made. It's just, you know, people will tell you this is how it works, or you read about it or something like that. And as you're talking, Ron, I'm just realizing, you know, how easily we can be duped into believing things are a certain way, just like as though you're living in a computer program, which we sort of are here on Earth, and are following along in the system that's been created for us. Until we step out of that, and the way to step out of it is by going within and connecting to your own divinity within you, with your divine spirit in your heart center. So, like you said, Ron, once you step out of that, it's a whole different world, and you start seeing things in a new light, and you start realizing what's been done to us, and it's really quite something to see. So we have quite a few people with us on the fast chat and a few questions and some requests for some healing samples. So I'd like to get into that if that's all right with you, Ron.
Yeah, so we probably have 10 minutes or so, maybe 15 minutes. Okay, so let's go ahead.
Okay, sounds good. Well, we have a request from Kyle. He said that he really enjoyed it, the time that you brought in I guess it was the neutral energy light beings. There's the male energies and the female energies, and one time you brought in the neutral, and so we'd like to experience that again.
Okay, so everybody bring up their monitor screen and bring up the light being in front of you. Like I said, if you just got on the program, you got on late, get on Creation Lightship Healing, scroll down about an inch or so on your scroll bar beneath the blinking flower, and here we go. So these are the light beings that are androgynous, and we'll just call them neutral here. They're going to come in. We'll bring in three of them here into your monitor screen. You want to come in groups of three right now. And if you notice, it will be changing for you. Here we go. So I'm going to count to 10. That'll give him the instructions. Remember, you have to command the energy, so I'm going to count to 10. Some people will ask why I count to 10. And that's just what I do. I could go A, B, C, D, E, F, G. That would work also, but it's just a way of doing the process here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And for me, they're not quite strong enough, so I'm going to bring them in stronger. But they do feel about one-third of what they could be. So here we go. Stronger, stronger. Stronger, stronger, that's feeling better. Stronger, 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 stronger. This is about two-thirds. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. So, if you want it stronger, just come on the fast chat and let me know, and we'll have them come in a little more intense for you. Remember, they only come in at a certain energy level because they don't want to blow you out of the water. If I did stronger for probably 100 times, you might actually lift off your chair. So anyway, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. So let's see. I think we had Jay on a little bit ago, and he was asking, he said, you know, he's new to this and he doesn't really sense anything and is this typical?
Oh, okay. Yeah. What I will say is that for women, about half the women can feel, half cannot, okay, or sense energies. And for men, it's about 1 in 100. But what I will say is you keep listening to these shows or you have some healing work done with you, you will start to become more sensitive. And it just takes time. And sometimes maybe your body does not want to feel the energy, okay? Maybe it had a past life where maybe it was very, very sensitive and it now chose not to be. But don't beat yourself up on it. The healings and the energy work works anyway. So don't even go there thinking that something is wrong with you because there really isn't. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, wonderful. So I think it was Mike who was asking if you could talk about, and maybe do a sample too, about the sensory genetic physical clearing.
Okay, so on the sensory clearing, that's much like the emotional clearing that I do, but it goes back to all of your past lives. So I'll just talk about that briefly here. You should only have one life on a planet that you're on, typically. So just think of all of the beaches and oceans, you know, that's on this planet. And the Earth would be one of those grains of sand on the beaches. And you yourself know that if you just got a shovel full, there would be tons of experiences for you. But just think of the whole Earth here as having each grain of sand on the ocean beaches would be a planet of the light. So typically, you know, you really are not going to go back to where you went to in your last lifetime. That's probably going to be next to impossible because there's so much more out there. So we should not really have any past lives, but we do because the dark side is keeping us here in this prison planet. So what you have is past lives here, and the sensory clearing does that. So what we're going to do is just pick a time. Typically, most people have been here for at least 20,000 years, up to probably 100,000. This is when your spirit first came here. If you had a break in between that and you were here longer, then I don't go into that aspect, but this is the continuous process of being stuck here. So I'm going to go back to 35,000 years ago. Now, this will probably be probably almost everybody listening will probably feel this energy or sense it. So here we go. And there might be a few that wasn't here even. So here we go, 35,000 years ago. So think of a physical problem that you're dealing with right now. It could be a pain in your body. It could be a situation in your life. And just see if it feels more at peace with you or the pain leaves you. So I'm going to clear out 35,000 years. We're clearing it right now for you. This is what I do on the sensory clearing. I do 100 years at a time, and I go back until the energy actually stops. I don't know where I'm going to be with anybody until the energy stops. There we go. Now we're going to go back 35,100 years. We're clearing this right now. So the sensory clearing works 100 years at a time. So I start from where we are now, the year, you know, 2000. We go back to 1900 and 1800, and I go all the way back till it stops. But now we're at 35, 35,100 B.C. So I'm using B.C. here. 35,200 B.C. And just see if your body is responding here. A lot of people, they're amazed because all of a sudden they feel something leave them. And for the mind, your mind will go, geez, how could something affect me that far back? Even trying to think, you know, 500 years ago, trying to pull up a past life is probably difficult. And to go back this far and you go, wow, all of a sudden I had a pain in my wrist or something and it's gone. Here we go, 35,400 B.C. Okay, and 500 B.C. and 600 B.C. and 700 B.C. 800 B.C., 900 B.C., and 36,000 B.C. Okay, so that's a sample of the sensory clearing. And you might want to get up and stretch, walk around, and just see how you feel. Maybe you had a knee problem in that lifetime, and that's coming forth in this one. Or maybe it's kind of dormant, but you still have some pains in your knees, and you go, wow, it's released from me. So do get up and walk around for a minute or two. It won't matter because you're still connected to this radio program. So I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
All right. So, boy, that was wonderful. And I would say everyone, you know, strap yourself down to your chair because we have a couple people, Ron, on the fast chat that said, yes, we would like that energy to come in stronger from the light being. So,
okay, here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go. Stronger, 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 stronger. They're very happy to come in stronger. So here they come. Stronger, stronger, stronger. And if it feels too strong for you, just tell them to stop, okay? Stronger. Remember, they will honor your free choice, free will, because they're light beings. The dark side doesn't do this. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, you guys can try that out and just see how it feels. Believe me, anything in your room that's not of the light is chased out. Back to you, Sylvia.
Ah, oh, it feels so great. Wow, amazing. So let's see. Yeah, thanks, guys, for asking for that. And, Ron, just to let you know, because I think you don't have the fast chat up, there's a few people mentioning how wonderful the conference call was today that you did, the healing 4-hour conference call. So that's great. And if anyone's listening that's interested in something like that, Ron has conference calls every week, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays for 1 hour. And once a month, there's a very special Ascension Preparation and Healing conference call that's 4 hours in length, which seems to go by in about 2 minutes. But it's just an amazing 4 hours spent on the light ship with the divine light beings, doing healings and Ascension Preparation. So if you're interested in that, just give Ron an email. The email addresses are right on this Creation Lightship page. You can email, I believe it is healings@creationlightship.com. Correct me if I'm wrong there, Ron.
That's good.
Okay, great. And the phone numbers are there, too. And there's lots of exciting events coming up as well. If anyone's listening from the East Coast, Ron, would you like to mention what you're doing there right now?
Yeah, I'll be at the New Life Expo here at the New Yorker Hotel this coming weekend. I also have five special workshops at the Edgar Cayce ARE Center following the expo, so they're always fun to come to. It's an experiential workshop. You can ask questions. It's actually geared and tailored to the people who come, so, and it's a lot of fun. I'll be on the Strange Universe panel at the Expo on Saturday morning at 10. So if you want to come to that, that'll be interesting. And the main thing that we're focusing on now to educate people is about the light of the darkness. It's an eye-opener once you understand what it actually is, what you're controlled with, because most people think that the light that they're bringing in is pure light, and it's not. Like I said, the light never has and never will promote itself because you already have it with you. So when you hear this, you really want to understand that practitioners that bring in attunements, bring in divine energies to you through some other means outside of yourself, it's not of the light. This is why I always say, go to your spirit inside of yourself. The light ship created you. That's why this program is here. It comes once every 2,000 years. And still, go to your heart center. Always go to that first before you buy that special pendant. And a lot of those are using mind control energies by the aliens. They tend to give us this energy from into collective consciousness. And some people actually sell alien imprinted, mind-controlled devices that you put around your head, or maybe a wristband or something, or a bracelet. So you want to be very careful on what you buy. And always ask your spirit if this is going to harm you or hurt you, or if it's going to benefit you. Typically, what you want to do is just use love energy all the time. And on the website, if you choose to have a pendant charged, we can do that for $1 for you. You can charge it up for different energies from the light ship. It'll be working with your own spirit in your heart, and this is how this work is done. There's nothing ever outside of yourself. Everything works through you first. This is how you always want to work on your life, work on your spiritual practices. Never go outside of yourself. Don't do astral projection. Don't connect to people doing transmissions, trying to bring in love energy to the planet, because you're actually harming everybody around. This is like the movie The Mist. And on the website also, we have a new page up. It's being changed a little bit, but it still works. We're bringing in new text into it. But basically, this webpage is for the extraterrestrial worms and entities that are inside of your body. There's many of these things in us. Unfortunately, they're in our DNA. They get activated. And it's just quite awful to see what's inside of people. And this causes a lot of your illnesses as these things are crawling around you. Everybody has had like phantom pains or a pain that moves from one side of their body to the other. The website is there to help you to eliminate these. Also, on this same page, we have a section for extraterrestrial abductions. And the light ship will come and take away the aliens that are bothering you. And a lot of people listening may have that problem. So just go on to it. It's on the navigation link on the left side. The cost on it is $30 per month of unlimited healings. Go on it whenever you want, if you're one of those types of people. And there's quite a few out there who get attacked at night. They go to sleep at night and all of a sudden they feel their body jerk. They might tremble. They might feel like pins are being poked into the bottom of their feet. You are being attacked by the aliens, by the ETs. Okay, this is what they do to you. And I won't go too much further than this here, but there's drop-down boxes there. You can do on-planet, off-planet ETs. You can select your favorite race that you might have heard about, and you can also add another one or organization or group of ETs and get healing work done on yourself to get these things off of you. The light ship will find them and go after them. Remember, they're in the universe of light. They should not be here. There should be absolutely zero, no alien energies, no UFOs on this planet. None whatsoever, okay? And the ones that are here should not be here because they're at a higher consciousness level. We should just be here just like we're going to school. And it'd be like turning over your child to somebody who is at a much higher consciousness, maybe like a child molester, we'll say, and this is what they're doing to us here. So it's very unfortunate. You'd never do that to anybody, but that these beings are here playing around with us, doing mind control, So the light ship is here to help you to get rid of them. So what I would say, if you do get on the site, healing lasts 15 minutes, and you at least want to do each particular race probably four times. If you feel like you've been attacked a lot, then go into a lot more healings on it. And this is what I'd recommend doing. But just pick each race that's there. If you know of any other ones, you could do that, input them. If you want me to put it on the website, then send me an email, let you know about another race that we happen to miss. That's perfectly fine, and I'll have it posted up there too. But basically, this is what is here to help you. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. Well, do we have time for one more question or request before we go to the light ship?
Yeah, we always have time. No problem.
Okay, great. I think it was Joy earlier in the program had typed in a question. You were talking about entities, and you did the entity release at the beginning of the hour. And she was asking if we can clear any entities that specifically come into our bodies and like to, you know, eat through us or cause us to eat, maybe cause, you know, food situations or addictions or what have you.
Yeah, we could do that right now. Also, I'm having a special, this is what I call earth-based entities, and that'll be on a special eight-hour session Sunday the 19th. Of April. And if you're interested in that, I would recommend coming on it. We'll be doing a lot of earth-based entities. So here we go. These are ones that we'll just say are love to eat food, okay? So we're going to start taking these out of people here. And we'll just see what happens. We can only get so many of them out of you. So some people, when you talk about entities, I think they just have one or two, and just by getting one or two out, it's going to solve your problem. Well, we could have thousands of these things in us. Remember, if you're not home, who is? And they can reside in us, hide inside of us, and, you know, there's lots of these that can come into us. We could have thousands and thousands of them. So here we go. We're taking out what we can during this limited amount of time here. So I want everybody to think on something that they maybe eat as far as food that you may want to give up eating, okay? Or even drinking. Maybe you're addicted to soft drinks, okay? So we're going to release what we can here. And next time you have the urge to have that, maybe it'll be much less or not at all. So doing the clearing now. We'll do this for about 1 minute here. If you want to talk, you can. Sylvia, I'll still be doing the clearing here as you talk.
Okay, great. Well, I'll fit in another question here from the fast chat then while you're doing the clearing. And this is from Suzanne, and she's asking about whether elemental beings like fairies and so forth are okay.
Yes, if they're from the earth energy and they're not being brought here or controlled by, you know, the collective consciousness, they're fine. People ask me, they say, well, if I have a crystal, is that good to use for healing? Okay, what I would first tell you is, well, if nobody imprinted information into the crystal with their mind, it's perfectly fine. Or if you can cleanse it, it's perfectly fine. If you go out and dig up a crystal, it has love energy in it from the planet, so there's no problem at all. It's when the mind gets in control of it and causes the problem by connecting it to the dark side. Remember that anything from the mind is a dark energy. It's all based through the aliens because they brought mind energy here. They brought religions here. They taught you to pray outside of yourself to connect to these energies. Remember, when you pray to a God outside of yourself in all churches, okay, then you are pray, P-R-E-Y, to what you're praying to. So you never want to do any prayers with your mind. So I'll just throw that in there. Some people, when I say that, they do a double take on it because right away they think I'm knocking religions. Or they say, well, you know, Jesus is God. I can't pray to Jesus. Well, you have to connect to your heart. If you pray to Jesus inside of your head, you're connecting to the artificial life form that was cloned by the dark side of Jesus. And you don't want to do that because then you're hooked up to the darkness, even though it does have the name of Jesus on it. So you want to connect to your heart. The heart only will allow light to come into it. This is the teachings of Jesus. It's very simple, just that the churches have made it go sideways so that they can control you and take your money. This is the basic scenario of that, and not only control you, but disempower you. Because then you can never be like the divine. Well, everybody listening is of the divine energy. You always have it in you. Jesus never told you that you were separated. So this is the whole process, just to get back into the simple, fundamental spiritual truth of what Jesus taught, that you are the divine. It's inside of your heart center. Every show that I've had on BBS Radio since 2006 will tell you the same thing. Go within. And if you listen to all the programs that I have, that's the underlying basis to all the programs. It never deviates. So this is the whole thing, is to connect with your own divinity. Don't go outside of yourself and be hooked up to these alien life forms that brought in duality here to separate you from your spiritual consciousness and to keep you into the forced reincarnation loop. So I just finished the clearing here. So we'll see how everybody's feeling. And we should probably go to the light ship unless you have another question there. I can probably do one more.
I think that's it.
Okay, so here we go. This will not work on the archives. If you're listening right now and you're on an archive show, you will feel the energy, but you cannot go to the light ship because of extraterrestrial abductions. So I don't want you to put your mind energy out there and say, I want to go to the light ship, or your heart energy, because it will not connect. So here we go. If you have any animals or pets, I'm going to take you up now to the light ship. We're going up. We're there now, and I'll speed things up for us here. We're in the orientation room where you select your doctor teams. And there's many, many light beings there. The light beings have not incarnated yet. That's where they're called, a light being. So they're going to take on physical forms that they're going to be when they incarnate next. So they have to pick some kind of form to work with us. Otherwise, they look like light, and we could not see them. So we're going into the first room, and this is where they have a room full of hot tubs. We're all individual. We have our own doctor teams, which we already pre-selected. We're out of time right now. In fact, you may notice that by looking at your clock or your monitor screen that we've been on this show for quite a while. Time has went by instantly because we're out of time, but yet the time clock still moves. So here we go. We're in the hot tubs now. This is doing a purification on us, taking away toxins from our body. We're going into another room. We're going into the pain release room. So if you have any physical pain in your body, request healing, and they'll see what they can do to help you. And these short calls, they only do so much. And your healing is according to your genetic predisposition, which means that how much judgment do you have in your cellular memory? The more you have, the harder it is to heal, because you have to go through these layers of stuff to get rid of them because you're pre-programmed to have this condition. In the light chip, they only work with the energy that is not of judgment. So they do actually go in and correct you, but when you come back down here, this emotional densities, the bodies that do not go to the light chip still stay here as an earth-based energy, or they're in quarantine before you go to the light ship inside of it, and these energies need to be dealt with by you, not by the light ship. They don't take darkness in. So here we go. They do energize your whole complete spiritual blueprint of your body, and they fix it as you ask for healings, and they only do so much. They only do what you ask. Remember, they work in the now. Each now is perfect, so you have to request your healing. So here we go. We're going into the next room, and we're going to go into the room where they're working with, I see, knees and ankles right now. So again, request your healing. They're working with varicose veins on people. I see them also working with lungs and hearts. They're going to do a ribcage adjustment. This is very nice. People normally always feel this here. So here we go. They're going to reposition your ribcage if you had a problem in this lifetime. Maybe you had even a deformity when you're younger. They're going to reposition, recorrect your rib cage and your body. You might actually physically feel it change. Sometimes they'll just change the blueprint instantly, and within a blink of an eye, it's corrected. With some people, depending on what you request on the light ship, you might feel a change slowly, and you're going to feel that down here as your rib cage moves. You're going to reposition your lungs and your heart right now. So I want everybody to take a deep breath a couple of times and exhale. And they're moving your lungs around to give you a little more room, taking away some fatty tissue, and repositioning your liver, your stomach, your intestines, so that you can have a little better breathing capabilities. Normally, for most people, they have at least 10 to 20% more breathing abilities in their body here. So take a deep breath and just see how you feel. We're now working on our spine. So if you have like a pinched nerve or something, request healing. They can repair discs that's wrong with you. So again, request healing there. We're going to bring in a couple oxygens before we come back from the light ship. So we're going to bring in number 14 to us here. Here it comes. I'll count to 10. Take a deep breath. Exhale a few times. And you're going to smell a different and taste a different oxygen. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And here comes number 47. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And here comes one more, number 18. These are all different healing oxygens. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we're going to go into another room where they have the golden light, and then we'll be coming back from the light ship. So this is a room where they have gold light energy. It's going through your body to do healing. Goes through every cell of your body. It's very beautiful. If you're a seer, you might actually see gold with your eyes closed right now. And here it comes. Wonderful. Okay, and it's getting about that time again, so we're now going to come back from the light ship. So the healings that occurred is between you and the light beings on the creation light ship. This is creation energy itself. It comes here once every 2,000 years for the ascension process. And it was here with Jesus. And now we're coming back down through the beautiful white light tunnel that they connected us to. And the energy now is leaving us. And so, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay. Wow, that was wonderful. That gold energy just feels so good, doesn't it?
Yeah, so we'll leave the energy from the light beams on for maybe half past the hour. So if you wish to partake in their wonderful energy, just leave your monitor screen turned on. And at half past, they will leave. So back to you, Sylvia. What I will say, if you want to call me, just give me a call, 877, toll-free number, 384-3257. If you wish to scroll down to the bottom of this page on your monitor, you can input your email address and be on our email list. We send out emails about the Ascension calls that we do once a month and also special events that we're having. Back to you, Sylvia.
Yeah, and then there's the website, www.creationlightship.com, and that's where Ron was talking about all those wonderful healings that you can go online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, anytime that you'd like to partake of that healing, and that's just a wonderful opportunity for people. So I'll just say good night and blessings to everyone since we're out of time, and we'll be back Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific for our next radio show. Until then, stay heart-centered, and blessings, everyone. Over to you, Ron.